Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
Okay, everybody turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. I want to talk to you this morning about evangelism for just a few minutes. I want to talk with you. We're going to read this scripture. You all know that the banners that hang above your head, I'm going to tell you for the next few weeks, that banners that hang above your head are the five purposes that we find in the book of Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. Why the church exists. Everybody say, why? I said everybody. Everybody say, why? I exist. Because I am the church. This is why we exist. Jesus gave his mission statement. I came to seek and to save that which is lost. Real simple, isn't it? Well, God gave us our value system and he gave us our purpose values in the book of Acts chapter 2 verses 42 through 47. I'll read them to you again, and it simply says that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe as the many wondered. My wife made me bring my big print Bible today. I can see. Anyway, verse 43. Everyone was filled with awe and many wonders in the signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. In fact, what it means is they shared their possessions. That's what it meant. If I own it, you own it. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Does it say anyone they felt like giving to? It says anyone who had need. It goes on to say, I want to talk about that in a second. Everybody say compassion. It should be the characteristic of every believer, compassion. Everybody say compassion. I want to be just like Jesus. I want to be compassionate. It ought to be the characteristic of every believer, compassion. They sold property, it says, and they gave to everyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together, and I can hear the voices already. Well, Pastor Barry, what if somebody's trying to pull a... Did you hear what I said? They said, anyone who had need. Need. Okay, everybody get that. Verse 46, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. The Lord added, listen to the result, when the church is balanced and healthy, listen again to the result of what happens when a church is balanced and healthy. It says, and the Lord added, didn't say and the leaders added, didn't say, and the teachers added, didn't say, and the pastors added, didn't say, and the preachers added. It says the Lord added. See, I want you to recognize something. When God sees a healthy church, he does the work of addition. That's why it's safe to leave it up to God as far as the numbers of any church. I never ask another pastor how big their church is because I don't care. What I want to know is it healthy? Everybody hear that? It's about being a healthy church. Healthy church. It says, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. By the way, for those of you who raised your hand, you need to talk with Carl today. If you raised your hand and gave your life to Jesus Christ, I want you to meet with Carl. Carl, raise your hand. He will begin to put some material in your hands about what it really means to walk with Jesus Christ in a committed walk. A daily walk. Carl didn't know I was going to do that, but Carl knows where we're going in September. That's all you need to know. Carl's already in the role of starting to supply people with the needs of what it takes, a daily walk with Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be a believer in Jesus Christ? But did you catch the result? When a church is healthy, the Lord adds to their numbers because he's not going to send people to a sick body. How many times have you, if you go in for a blood transfusion and you say to them, I want blood transfused into me, give me the sickest person you got. I want that set. I want you to pick that DNA and pump that right through my veins. Ed, you'd be crazy. Well, God's not crazy either. He wants to put people in and let the blood of Jesus Christ that is flowing in a healthy way, He wants that blood pumped into that person. He wants that DNA pumped in a healthy way into that person because that is a healthy DNA. Back when England decided to send over ships to colonize, everybody say colonize. You say it with a little more passion than that. England was more passionate about it than that. Everybody say colonize. When England sent people and ships over to colonize the Americas, they didn't send people over to become a different nation, a separate people. They sent people over by boat, boat after boat after boat, and guess what they called it? New England. They didn't send it over to become the United States of the Americas. They sent it over to plant the DNA into the New England, New York. How many know there was a York? How many know there's a Manchester? Seriously, there's all kinds of things you add new in front of it. It's because there was an old one. In other words, it was from the kingdom. It was from the United Kingdom. And George, thank you. I gave Henry credit. It was George. George wanted to colonize. King George wanted to colonize. And so he sends them over and he puts New England in place. Go back to the book of Genesis. When God planted man on the earth, he didn't intend for it to be a separate kingdom or a new. He wanted to put the kingdom of God right here on the earth. And all of a sudden he colonizes the earth with kingdom mentality, kingdom values, kingdom eternal life. Adam was created never to die. It was all from the kingdom, and all of the creation was from the kingdom planted here. The waters were already in the heavens. The streams were already in the heavens. The gold was already in the heavens. The animals, for those of you who are animal lovers, there are animals in heaven. Well, that'd get a better cheer out of that, for crying out loud. Y'all want to know if your dogs are going to heaven? Come on. Revelation 19, if you don't believe that there are animals in heaven, check it out. There's a horse waiting for you right now to ride. There's all of that was colonized here on the earth, and he plants the last thing he said. What did he say? Now let's make man in our image. He's referencing the fact that all the other things he created was in the image of something else in the heavens. Even the temple was created in the image of the temple in the kingdom. And so King Jesus plants and colonizes the earth with perfection. And man messed it up. And God's been on a rescue mission ever since. Give me a bulletin if you would. Somebody hand me a bulletin. Thank you. We call it evangelism. We call it evangelism. It's one of the five purposes of the church. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. I'm almost done. Stick with me. The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. What happened? He rescued them. God's been on a rescue mission since the day that man fell. God's been on a rescue mission. We've got to switch our mentality from, you know, there's none of us that deserve salvation. And there are times we name those top 10 sins, you know, and we get real judgmental. Well, they deserve that disease if they did that. Well, really? Really? We want to go there about what someone deserves? I deserve hell. I'm not going to claim it for you, but I know what I deserve. The word says you'll be judged in the manner in which you judge others. If you judge with compassion, everybody say compassion, because it ought to be the characteristic of every believer. If we judge with compassion, mercy starts flowing. Mercy starts flowing. The Spirit of God starts flowing. And you start actually reaching out and you actually start doing things for people as they have need. It ought to be the characteristic of every believer. We call it evangelism. And we have undone the purpose of the outreach. We turned it into witnessing. And we renamed what the witnessing was about. Witnessing was about, you need Jesus. Well, here it is. You're a sinner. You need Jesus. He can save you, forgive you of your sins, and give you eternal life. That sounds like great news, except that the witness is, this is who I was. Right, Carl? It's the story. It's my story. This is who I was. I was a wretched sinner. I was egomaniac. I was narcissistic. Oh, I'm starting to describe some presidential candidates. Anyway, I was this, and then I met Jesus, and then I am becoming this. I'm not there yet, but my goal is to be more like Jesus every day. That's the power of the witness. It's the story. And yet we've turned it into, you need Jesus. You need you. It's not about you. It's about Him. The story's about what Jesus did. And we forget that the idea is compassion and rescue. You, with the Great Commission, is the greatest rescue mission there ever was. Do you remember, Apollo 13 thing? When the three were in that capsule, and everything about NASA, when they gathered the team, and that dude says this, here's what he says. He throws everything out on the table. Do you remember the movie, Apollo 13? I'm trying to think of the guy's name. Do you know it? The guy that called everybody together? Gene Kranz called, I knew you would know that. Gene Kranz calls everybody together. He throws everything out on the table. Here, you guys, this is everything they have to work with. How many remember? Some of you remember the actual event. This is everything they have to work with. Everything is right here on the table. That's all they have. You have X amount of hours of oxygen in that capsule. And you have X amount of fuel. You have X, X, X. Here's all the math. Find a way to get them home. What did he say at the end? Gentlemen, failure is not an option. We need to adopt that philosophy in the kingdom that failure is not an option to rescue. Failure is not an option. There are people, the Jimmies of this world, and there's the Barrys of this world. Can I throw my name in there? There's the Barrys of this world. We need to be reached. We need somebody to give us the real Jesus, not the religious Jesus that sends everybody to hell because he's mad at them, like the guy I saw in Kansas City standing on a milk crate, screaming through a microphone with the speaker under the milk crate, y'all are going to hell. I don't want his Jesus. I don't want his Jesus because that is not the real Jesus. The real Jesus would have walked away with the most partying animal that night in Kansas City and said, I'm going to your house tonight and I'm going to have dinner with you. Did you know you're going to fix me dinner? Zacchaeus, did you know that you're going to fix me dinner? That's the Jesus that we want to rescue people for. And we are called and we are commissioned and we are authorized and we are empowered to go on this rescue mission and to see people with compassionate eyes instead of judgmental eyes and judgmental hearts and judging them. Well, they're this and they're that. That lifestyle is wrong and they're trying to claim this. Can I just offend everyone in the room for just a minute? Would you be stinking Christians? Would you be stinking Christ followers before you would be a Republican or a Democrat? Would you latch on to the passion of being a rescuer for the cause of the kingdom and realize that we are colonized here for a reason, and that is to reach those, Jesus said, who are sick, they're unsaved, they are lost, to use a King James word, undone. Their lives are wretchedly undone, and He wants to redo their lives, and you and I get to bring good news to them. It isn't about you, wretched sinner. It is about our great Jesus. And you need to know, ask them the question, have you ever met the real Jesus? Have you ever met the real Jesus? You see, when we're healthy and when we're worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, honest before God, the Lord will add numbers to us daily. It's not about going and witnessing. It is about being a witness. It's about being a witness that this great Jesus loves me. Y'all don't know. Nobody knows each other. I don't know your worst moment. You don't know my worst moment. But I know my best moment. I know my best moment. And that's every time I'm in the presence of Jesus. Stand with me. Stand with me. I'm going to have Mike come up in just a second. He's going to make some announcements, share some things, and we'll close. But listen to me just for a moment. Stay with me. God is going to reach this world. He's going to reach this world through compassionate people, through people who are willing to say, I'll go there and be a part of their lives. I'll do whatever it takes to be a part. This is what Paul said. I'll become all things to all men that I might win some. When we start seeing people, how many of you have ever rescued a dog running across the highway? I want to know. I mean, I literally want to know. I rescued a turtle last week. This little guy, hard-shelled little guy, was making his way across the street. And I'm working in on waxing my car, and I'm seeing him. He's working so hard to get across the street, and all of a sudden I hear cars coming each way. Now my subdivision, Avondale is like a thoroughfare. People go 40 miles an hour. Don't tell Rick, but people go 40 miles an hour down through there. And I'm telling you, and I saw this turtle's head looking at me. And I go out there in my shorts, my t-shirt, and I'm playing some Little River Band stuff. I know. You're going to just judge me on that, aren't you? No, a little bit of Little River Band was playing in my garage, you know, and I'm playing. I got it up, you know. I know I'm supposed to put Jesus stuff on. Come on. But I walked out there, and I'm after the turtle. And I put my body for a turtle in the street. And I got my hands up like, oh. And I'm stopping. I literally am stopping cars each way. And I go out in the middle of the street, and I grab this little turtle, and I bring it all the way into my yard, and I'm looking at him. Now his head's going, he's in the shell. There's nothing outside the shell. I'm saying, dude, if you only knew. See, that's what's happening with the world. They see Jesus as a threat, this religion thing as a threat. He's looking to reach down and rescue them, and the world pulls away from him. I have a feeling it's because that turtle's been face to face with a human being before and didn't like what he saw. But anyway, the turtle's gone. It's a protective measure. I run the turtle into a very, very dark, deep piece of the woods out behind my house. And I leave him there. If we will do that for an animal, how much more is our God trying to rescue the heart of a man or a woman, a boy or a girl? Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Father, I'm asking you that you'll speak the heart of compassion into every believer here in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And every believer said, amen. You may have a seat. Just for a moment, we're going to receive an offering. I'm going to cover some announcements. Thank you.
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri, 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.